indicate the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, number 98 on my list of top 100 songs. Cumbersome. 7 Mary 3. 869-1240. The I Got It at Tad's Locker Room Hotline. Quite a debate about Roberto Osuna, of all people.
Well, headed not to really the Astros, about him, but yes.
To pitch. The Astros gambling for sure that Roberto Osuna is going to behave properly. And Ken Giles goes to Toronto in the deal.
Couple prospects also.
Sounds like the Indians have inquired about Bryce Harper, to which the Nationals said, who would you possibly trade for
whoever
two
they
months
want
of Bryce Harper? There's no one you could. You don't even have the prospects.
We're going to get him.
You're not going to get Bryce
yes,
Harper.
Yes, we are.
And by the way, he's not a good guy. You can
he's
just
not.
Tell. No.
He's a Mormon.
Hello, Jim. You're on the show.
Yeah. So you're going to give absolution to my brothers in Cincinnati? The gambler? Pete Rose?
What about Pete Rose?
Are you going to give him absolution for whatever he did back in the day?
Well, he bet on baseball. He earned a life.
Question, are you ready to give him absolution?
No, absolutely not. You can't bet on baseball as a manager of a baseball team and then ever expect to get back into baseball.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's the reason I was calling.
Okay. No way. No way.
I understand it. I don't have any problem with it.
With my opinion or him gambling on baseball while a manager of the Reds?
No, I'm just talking about, you know, how long are you banned forever, ever, 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 or sometime when you get to be?
Well, he's admitted to betting on baseball as the manager of the Cincinnati Reds, Jim.
Right. Correct.
So he made his bed.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right.
That's what Jim says.
Anything else?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's go.
You left Mulvane way too early.
What's that?
You left Mulvane too early.
What are you talking about, Jim?
Jim, you got to be more clear. I'm not following you. I grew up in Derby. I never left Mulvane.
You left Mulvane too early. Mulvane beat Derby in NBC last night. You always like to go with a winner. You should have just stayed down in Mulvane.
All right. Thank
you. Your birth.
Thanks, Jim.
He was born in Winfield, Jim.
I was born in Winfield, raised in Derby. Threw a lot of eggs in Mulvane.
There you go.
That's my time in Mulvane. There was a time when Derby's biggest rival was Mulvane. That was back before I was in high school, but I was certainly in Derby for those years. Both teams were then in the Chisholm Trail League, believe it or not.
If you had to actually predict right now, predict, not hope, and not wish
about
cast.
Derby and Mulvane?
No, I'm changing the subject.
I like to talk about that.
Who on the Cardinals roster right now, the 25-man roster, will not be on the roster as we begin the show tomorrow?
Jose Martinez and Bud Norris with an outside shot. They could do anything. They could do anything.
I'd like
are the two I would predict.
I'd like the Indians to trade Edwin Encarnacion. Is that too much? But they won't.
Why do you want to trade Edwin Encarnacion?
I'd like him to go to the Rockies, and we get back Brian Shaw and Ryan McMahon.
Why would you want Brian Shaw back?
Because we need to offset the salary somehow. I don't really want him back, but he's okay.
That's a strange...
Isn't that a good trade that I just conceived?
You don't like trades.
I do like trades.
I'm the guy that likes trades. The Cardinals could do anything. They've remade their bullpen. They're still just a 500 team. So they need to trade some people and get back building blocks. I'm not a big proponent of this go get Chris Archer at this point.
No, but you got to check on things
if
like
you
that.
If you traded Carson Kelly, a pitcher, and
Harrison
kid's name?
Bader.
Tyler O'Neill. If you traded, I don't want to trade Tyler O'Neill. I think Tyler O'Neill could be a 35 home run guy in the big leagues.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
the guy's
35,
a stud.
But an on base percentage of 290.
So if you're hitting home runs, that's all that matters in this game today.
No, you got to get on
and
base.
And plus, Tyler O'Neill gets on base. He's cut down his strikeouts. He's increased his walks.
Got one walk in 47 plays.
But I'm talking about in the minor leagues. He's way down in his strikeouts. That's a guy that I would hate to trade Tyler O'Neill. I would hate to trade Harrison Bader. I think they should trade Tommy Pham.
I do, too, to the Indians.
You gotta give us something.
We'll give you something. I'm not worried about the Indians trading the minor leaguers anymore. This win today, and we'll be terrible in 3 years. That's fine.
Really?
Yes.
But you're not going to win today.
Oh, yeah, we'll figure out a way. We're getting Bryce Harper, for crying out loud.
You're not getting Bryce Harper.
How good
Harper.
Is he looking? Our
See
lineup?
How irrational you are?
What if we do? They should trade
people
him.
People don't understand that. That you're not rational.
I don't honestly think we're getting Bryce Harper, but what if we do?
The Nationals aren't going to trade Bryce Harper.
But they should, right?
No.
Their outfield's set for the next 10 years with Soto and Robles and whoever else they want to throw out there. They've got a good young shortstop, and if they can add some they can
Here's
rebuild
who the Cardinals
immediately.
Need to go get. In my opinion, they're an awful defensive team. They need to rebuild this team based on defense. And even though Iglesias from Detroit's not a great hitter, he's the guy they need to go get. And I will be thrilled.
Is he even
I think
been
he's a
mentioned?
Free agent after this year, maybe. We'd have to check on him. But that guy he's the Ozzie Smith of this generation. Did you see the play he made yesterday?
He is a free agent.
Well, you go get him and you sign him. Did you see the play he made yesterday?
Against the Indians?
Did you see that? But is that who they played yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you see the play, man?
I don't remember.
You didn't watch the Indians?
Yes, I did, but I fell asleep in innings like
see
six,
what I mean?
Six and seven.
He made a play charging the ball, flipping it to second with the ball in his
then,
glove.
Then, yes, I saw that play. It was almost Lindor-esque.
You put him at short. You move Paul DeJong to third. You play Jairo Munoz at second, even though he made a killer error last night. Killer
yeah,
error.
It happens sometimes. Leave the guy
after
alone.
He made a great play up the middle. And then you play Carpenter at first. So there's your infield. Molina catching. You get rid of an outfielder or two. And you go there. And you build this team. That's what you do.
How do you spell Jairo? Why isn't he coming up?
Y-A-I-R-O.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it was a Y.
Good player. Has a solid future, in my opinion. I like him. So there
no,
you go.
Nice. I like him.
That's what I do.
Multiple positions.
The Braves and Dodgers played over the weekend, and the Dodgers took BP in shorts and T-shirts.
Oh, they were like rolled-up pants.
Okay, rolled-up pants and T-shirts. And the venerable Joe Simpson from the Braves broadcast booth took offense to that.
Strange.
Joe, come on. You got to have some. Listen, I'm an old guy, too. I appreciate some of the heritage of the game. But who cares what the Dodgers did in batting practice?
Yeah, nobody cares.
Why
That's
does he,
so weird.
Why does he go there?
I have no
Somebody
idea.
Somebody has to tell him, Joe.
Well, they planned it.
But we're not going to talk about this. We're not going to air this out. You look foolish. Let the guys do what they want to do in
batting practice. Most fans aren't there anyway. And the fans that are there are diehards. And know these players anyway. One of these was
Who
like,
"Who cares?"
Well, one of
it's
his arguments was like,
"It's not even worth talking about."
Well, I get it.
It's ridiculous. My wife texts me. Did I say Wong at second base? No. To be perfectly blunt, while Colton Wong is an outstanding defensive player, he should be traded.
By the
way. Now, that will get me in more trouble at home tonight.
Yeah, he's not going to be traded.
But do you keep him?
He's relatively affordable.
But what about Jairo Munoz?
I like him better, personally.
Let's get to the phones.
Hold on. Okay.
Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I don't normally say this, but Bob, I've been with you 100% through this whole show. But anyway, enough of that. I have a task to take with Earl. I thought Earl was way out of line saying what he said about you and the incident in the grandstand. I just took offense to it. Anyway,
I don't even know what he said, Scott.
Yeah, remind us.
What did he say?
I don't remember.
Did Earl say something about the incident in the grandstands?
I don't remember, honestly.
Well, I don't remember either. Max, do you remember? Andrew doesn't remember. What's wrong with us? Are we listening to the show?
Maybe not. By the way, in news that will interest only me, you can now go to GoShockers.com and see the updated Wichita State men's basketball roster with their headshots. I enjoy that kind of thing. I've been waiting for that.
Good.
Oh,
nice.
What do these guys look like? Dexter Dennis looks like, he looks good.
My wife, I thought you said we need defense. Munoz can go to the outfield. Well, there's something to be said for that. But I got to have Colton Wong hit. Okay? I can't live with a guy hitting 215, 220. I got to have more. I don't expect you to hit 315 or 320. I do expect you to hit 265, 270. Fair?
Yes.
Thank you. That's my point.
The Shockers, by the way, have a 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 on their roster.
You got to be able to hit. My point.
We're talking about two different things.
Like there's two different shows going on.
We're very passionate.
I don't really live to see the Shocker headshots.
I know, but I want to see what this roster looks like. Marcus McDuffie, he cut his hair.
Great.
Was he always number one, by the way?
No.
Well, he's number one now.
Well, it's a new team, new era.
Yes.
Back in a minute. You are listening to KFH. This is The Drive. Stay with us.